Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, July 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Alan Weiss. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the intriguing world of Wikipedia articles. Today we will explore the life and achievements of an eminent scholar in classical archaeology, Alan Weiss. Alan Weiss was a British archaeologist whose scholarly pursuits and groundbreaking discoveries significantly shaped our understanding of ancient Greece, especially the Bronze Age civilization. If you've ever wondered what lies hidden in the dusty corners of our distant past, untouched for millennia until unearthed by a passionate archaeologist, you're in for a treat. Alan John Bayard Weiss was born on July 13, 1879, in Cambridge, UK. His journey began among the rich academic circles of the University of Cambridge, where he studied classics at Pembroke College. His academic brilliance set a strong foundation that would drive his future archaeological feats, providing the perfect bridge between his scholastic interests and on-the-ground explorations. Now, how did a classical scholar from Cambridge find himself becoming a pioneering figure in Hellenistic studies? Weiss's fascination with archaeology took flight during his university years. Upon completing his studies, he continued immersing himself in the ancient world and was awarded scholarships enabling firsthand experience in Greece. It's essential to understand that back then, the field of archaeology was still forming its methodological rigor and scholarly significance. Weiss was entering a realm of discovery, speculation, and adventure. Weiss's name is perhaps most closely associated with his extensive work at Mycenae. Have you ever heard of the Iliad and Odyssey, epics laden with the tales of heroes, gods, and grand cities? Mycenae stands as a potential historical backdrop to such legends. In 1920, Weiss became the director of the British School at Athens, a pivotal appointment that gave him the means to concentrate on Mycenae's excavations. It is through Weiss's meticulous digs that the world gained deeper insights into the Mycenaean civilization, one of the dominant Bronze Age cultures in Greece. Weiss's approach to the excavation was not merely about unearthing artifacts, but piecing together the lives of those who once inhabited those ruins. His work at Mycenae is marked by the careful documentation of monumental structures like the Lion Gate, the Treasury of Atreus, and the Royal Tombs. Imagine standing there, amidst the shards of pottery and weathered stones, piecing together the grandeur of an ancient citadel that once bristled with life, an echo of legends past. But Weiss's illustrious career was far from confined to Mycenae. One of his major enterprises was his work on cataloging the intricate prehistoric textiles found in Central Asia, specifically in Xinjiang, China. This diverse expanse of his work highlights his drive to understand and share the textile technologies and cultural exchanges across ancient civilizations. His in-depth studies illuminate the technological prowess and the reach of ancient trade networks, painting a vivid tapestry of the interwoven cultures that are now only faintly remembered through historical texts and archaeological finds. Interestingly, Weiss also delved into folklore and used this as a lens to study history and material culture. This ISO gave rise to one of his notable works, The Nomads of the Balkans, co-authored with Maurice S. Thompson. This ethno-historical approach provides a unique blend wherein historical narratives are interlaced with the socio-cultural contexts of different times, giving us a rare and comprehensive insight into how ancient people lived, interacted, and believed. Can you recall the feeling of piecing together a vast, intricate puzzle? That's akin to what Weiss did through his career, drawing from seemingly disparate shards of evidence to form coherent historical narratives. It's a journey prompted by the belief that no artifact is insignificant, no culture isolated. This drive for connection resonates deeply with a contemporary audience, us, living in an era marked by other forms of networks and connections, albeit digital. When we look at the consolidated effort of ancient trade routes, textile crafts, and architectural marvels unearthed by scholars like Weiss, it inspires us to think about today's interconnectedness. Are we two potential archaeologists of the digital age, mapping out the nuances and exchanges in today's global tapestry? Alan Wace's scholarly legacy extends through his various writings and the continuous impact of his methodologies in classical archaeology. By integrating rigorous academic pursuits with an exploratory spirit, Wace's contributions transcend beyond unearthed relics. They embed themselves into the understanding of the continuous flow of human civilization. Before we wrap up today's episode, here's something to ponder over. Wace's life exemplifies a relentless pursuit of knowledge, an unyielding curiosity about our shared human past. How can we apply such a spirit of exploration and interdisciplinary study to our modern world? Whether in our professional endeavors, personal passions, or as members of the global community, there's much to learn from Wace's indefatigable quest for understanding. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wikipedia. Dive into the Wikipedia article on Alan Wace to delve deeper into his remarkable life and scholarship. Remember, the threads of history are entwined with the actions and discoveries of individuals like Alan Wace, and it's up to us to keep unraveling and appreciating these intricate tapestries.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Alan Wace. Thanks for listening. See you next time.